know, in many forms of motorsports, it's the interpretation of the rules that gets, you know, that gets fingered as cheating. You know, it's like, hey, Smokey Unick, one of the biggest. You know, it's like, hey, just got to read between the lines.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah.
And then you get the edge because it's all about getting the edge.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
It's all about the edge. Richie told us some stories last week about getting the edge engine-wise with some of his combinations, which is sacred information. The thing is, he still held it sacred, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah. You know, Richie Zuhl, that what you just mentioned about being one up on somebody else, the edge. At that time, I was working out of my garage, and he came by, and I had to do something on his car. I forget what, some structural thing. And he kind of whispered in my ear about show me something, you know, and this was the ignition he had. I don't know if it was some of the new high tension stuff, I believe, but he showed me the spark of a regular coil, and then he said, and then he hooked up a wire or did something, and now I'll show you this, you know. And it was something lightning shot out of it. I never saw anything like it. It's like a, might have been the first MSD or something like that. But that was his edge, and he had it well hidden under the dashboard. What? I hope he doesn't mind me telling this, but but he was a competitor, the guy.
I was trying to get some of his 327 tips out of him that he did 40 years ago. He wouldn't give me those either, so I don't feel bad. But no, that's the thing.
So we figured it out now. So next time when we see Richie Zuhl, we'll have to ask him what Bernie Schacker's tips were.
Right.
They're giving away each other now.
There you go.
They won't give away their own.
Right.
Now we're learning.
That's
we're
right. Of course, it's playing. You see, we're learning how to interpret our own rule book. That's true.
Very true.